Okay, let's pray. Father, we're so thankful to you that you gather us as your people in this place. Lord, we surrender to you. You are our Savior, and also you are Lord. And so we surrender to you. We repent before you. We pray that you would meet us, that you would cleanse us, that you would be glorified throughout this worship service. Pray that you meet each one of us, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we began this year talking about soulishness. And soulishness is not a term often used in the Bible. It's not used in churches. But sometimes it's carnal, sometimes it's flesh, sometimes it's the inner man. And this is a part of us that needs to be redeemed. Because when we're born again, we have the spirit, but our mind, our will, our emotion, these are things that we had at birth even before we knew Christ. And this is the part of us that needs to be redeemed. And it can be summarized with six words: is I think, I feel, and I want. So I think is the mind. I feel is the emotion. It's the heart. And I want is the gut. It's the appetite. And then last week we covered Matthew 11. And we covered a section that is famous. And starting in verse 25, it says, "At that time Jesus declared, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children.'" And we talked about how the word for wise there is skillful, skilled. That people, because they are skilled at something, they are very confident in themselves. And the understanding, another way to put it, is intelligence. These are things that we've acquired, skills over life. And these are things that we were born with, intelligence. And because of these two things, wisdom, skills, or understanding, intelligence, the things of God are hidden. But instead, they are revealed, verse 25, to little children. And here, children means infants, to little infants. And then the famous section, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." And we love quoting these verses for converts, new believers who are just being encouraged to make a decision for Christ, to make Jesus Lord and Savior. But actually, these verses are a pattern for the Christian life. That always we are infants growing into little children who remain and become more and more childlike, who keep giving burdens to Jesus, and we walk with Him. And the proof of that statement that I just made, that this is a pattern for the Christian life, is in Matthew 18. It says, "And calling to him a child," and it's a different word, it's no longer infant, it's a 7-year and younger toddler, kindergartner. "And he put him in the midst of them and said, 'Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.'" And we think this is an issue of greatness and who is less great, and it is. But he likens becoming a child as your admission to the kingdom. This is the Christian life that we are becoming, we are growing into what it means to be a child of God who gives burdens to Jesus. And I think today we're going to connect the dots a little bit more in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil." Trust in the Lord. We think salvation is mental assent to a particular doctrine. But here, the word for trust It implies relationship. It implies that you know the person before whom you are trusting, that he is trustworthy. And so the other meanings of the word trust is you are secure before, you are confident before, and that's why you trust him. It's a relational term. And what are we trusting in the Lord? In Jesus? With all of our heart. And that's the inner man. That's the soul. That's with all of our thoughts. That's with all of our emotions. That's with all of our will and our decisions. Instead of being soulish, instead of trusting in my mind, my will, my emotions, my soul, instead, I am trusting in the Lord and I'm bringing my soul before him. So this is an act of surrender. I love the hymn, "All to Jesus I will ever." All to Jesus. All to Jesus. I surrender. Thank you. Thank you. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him. In his presence, daily live. And so when we say, "I trust the Lord," we're saying, "Lord Jesus, I surrender to you." And what are we surrendering? All of us. All to Jesus. Every thought, every emotion, every decision. And we use surrender in terms of, you know, Christian life, but outside of that, we don't really use it that much. And we usually use it at the beginning of the Christian life. And we assume from that point on that we're surrendered. Right? It's like when we're converted, we are an infant. And we assume that we are becoming like children all the way throughout. It's not true. That surrender is a choice. All to Jesus I surrender. That is a choice. That is a moment by moment, day by day choice that I will surrender to him. Because surrender, it's not a common vocabulary. And so we don't think on a daily basis that we need to surrender. Because I've already surrendered at the very beginning. We know that surrender, we use it in wartime. That if you lose, you surrender before the victor. But if we do not surrender before Jesus, we will end up surrendering before something else. Guaranteed. You will surrender. You'll surrender before your company. You will surrender before your parents and what they want for you. You will surrender before societal expectations. Ultimately, you will surrender to your soul, to what you think, to what you want, what you feel, and what you desire. Your soul will rule you if you do not surrender it to the Lord Jesus. All of our heart, all to Jesus, I surrender. This is a daily choice. And so the first point I want to emphasize is we must surrender. Not just at the beginning of Christian life. Every day. Every moment, every decision, every thought, every emotion, we need to surrender. Because if you do not surrender, your soul will rule you. Your thoughts, which may or may not be from the Lord, which may be inspired by Satan himself, your thoughts, the lies. That if you're not in the habit of surrendering your thoughts before the Lord, it will rule you. And your emotions. We can be stubborn about our emotions. I really feel strongly about something. Have you surrendered to the Lord? Have you checked with the Lord? Is this from the Lord? This emotion that feels so strong? So not only do we have a thought, like I'm leaning this way. Now you feel like I want to go this way. Your will is right, going to be right behind that. In terms of what you want to do. In terms of what you end up doing. If your thought is moving in that direction, and your emotions are following, it's just a matter of time. You will end up doing it. And instead of being ruled by our soul or led into deception by Satan, we need to surrender all of our heart, all to Jesus, I surrender. This has to be a daily practice. This is how we become like little children. Because when's the last time that you wholeheartedly, completely trusted your parents? You guys remember when? Maybe when you were 5. Maybe when you were literally a child before your parents. They could do no wrong. You didn't know any better. You didn't see their flaws. But by the time you're in your teenage years, you've seen some problems. You see it, right? No parent is perfect, and so your once unshakable trust in your parent is a little bit shaky now. And so who can we trust? Who is trustworthy? Only Jesus. Only Jesus. That's why we can surrender everything to Him. He is trustworthy. And if we do this, if we surrender, this is one practical expression of becoming like a child. It's like you're not carrying the burdens by yourself. You're unloading to somebody who is trustworthy. Only Jesus is. So do not surrender to anybody else. And especially do not surrender to yourself. Because if you do not surrender to Him, by default you're surrendering to something else. We must surrender to Jesus. All to Jesus, all of our heart. We trust in the Lord with all of our heart. And as you surrender, the next part is we need to repent. We need to repent of our ways, and we need to repent of our way, singular. You know, there's a difference between our ways, our choices, the things that we do through life, and the culmination, the accumulation of all of our specific ways, the ways in which we do life, becomes singular, our way. Proverbs 14, verse 12. It says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death." And it's the same word from Proverbs 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding in all your ways. It's the same thing. In chapter 3 of Proverbs, it's plural. All of your ways, all of the specific decisions. And if you add them all up in an accumulated form, chapter 14, there is a way that seems right. And there's so much that if you're not surrendered, we are just doing life our way. And it seems right. Because everybody's doing it that way. Your parents are doing it that way. Your peers are doing it that way. Your colleagues at work are doing it a certain way. You look on TV, they're all acting a certain way. They're living a certain way. And it seems right. It seems popular. Everybody's doing it. You yourself, deep down, will want it too. Because we're fallen. Because we're sinful. And it seems right. Our mind will look at it and say, that seems right. Our emotion will be close behind. And it's just a matter of time. Your will submit before what seems right. What seems like common sense. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean. Do not be supported by your own understanding. And this means discernment. Understanding, you can also substitute discernment. What seems right to you? When you look at a situation, it seems right. It's the way that seems right. It's your discernment. It's your snap judgment upon a situation. Why do we have so many denominations? It's because each denomination says, I'm right. Everybody else, you're wrong. That's very arrogant, isn't it? To say that everybody else in the body of Christ is less right than me. Because what seems right to me God looks at it, this is all my family. Why are they fighting? Why are they squabbling about stupid things? He says, this is all my family, and you're fighting about what seems right to you? Are you infinite? Do you know my ways, my thoughts? It just seems right. We trust so much in our mind, our heart, our gut. It's your understanding, it's your discernment, it's what you feel so confident about. In just a moment, you haven't even spent time praying to the Lord. You haven't even asked Him for understanding about a situation. You just, what seems right is so instinctive. And we just go that way. It seems right. So why don't we go that way? It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. And that means literally everything, all, everything. That means you trust the Lord with your family or your future family if you're single. You don't trust in your ability to be a good husband or a wife. That is not your burden. None of us are qualified. That's why everything is a pointer. The marriage is a pointer to Christ in the church. I think I got this wrong. I used to say, yeah, I know it's a pointer, but man, we got to lead. Husbands, you got to lead. Fathers, you got to lead your kids. That is so burdensome. You know? We're supposed to lead by exemplifying and demonstrating who is the head. Jesus is the head. Instead of trusting in our own understanding and trusting in our own ability to lead, we're saying, Jesus, I have no clue what to do. I'm clueless about myself. How can I lead this person? How can I lead this family? How can I lead this church? I'm clueless about myself. To me, that is the most honest position that any person should take. That I do not trust in my own understanding. I'm not wise enough to handle this. So Lord, I trust you. Here it is, Lord. Lead us. That is spiritual leadership. And it says with all of our heart. And all of us, we need to do inventory. Do we trust Him with everything? Do we trust Him with everything? That's our future. That's our dreams. That's our passions. That's our goals. That's with our loved ones. That's with our future loved ones. Do we trust Him with everything? Because we can't say, Lord, I trust you. But when it comes to your work, you're stressed all the time. That means you do not trust the Lord with your work. And if you feel like you're responsible for whatever work that you're doing, that ultimately the burden's on you, that's not trusting the Lord. You can't say, Lord, I trust you with all of my heart, and say, Lord, but when it comes to who I'm going to marry, I think I got to make my own decision. And how are you deciding? It's based on your discernment, your understanding, what seems right to you. Please don't make a bad decision about who you're going to marry because you discern a certain way it seems right. Please ask the Lord. Please ask the Lord about who you're going to marry. Because we have to trust Him with all of our heart. We can't say, Lord, I trust you, and be split-minded and split-hearted, double-minded, and have a split personality and say, well, when it comes to my money, Lord, that one, I feel secure having a big bank account. It says, trust the Lord with all of your heart. All to Jesus I surrender. That is your money, that is your family or your future family, your marriage, your future family, your future marriage. Everything that is dear to you, all to Jesus I surrender. And that is so, that lifts all the burdens. It's not right, not everything is not riding on you. We can give it to Jesus. And as we trust in Him, we repent for leaning on our own understanding. And that is what seems right. It is repenting of the ways, all the wrong choices, where we didn't consult the Lord. And also repenting of our way, our approach, our manner of life, how we do life. That's a better way to put it. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. And acknowledge is an okay translation, but it's a little confusing. Like, what does it mean to acknowledge in your ways? The literal word is know Him. Know Him. In all of your ways, know Him, because you're bringing all of your burdens to Him. You're bringing all of your passions to Him. You're bringing all of your frustrations and stresses to Him. You're bringing all of the uncertainties to Him. But the point is not getting an answer to these things. The point is you're with Him. The point is you're knowing Him. You're acknowledging Him. You're relating with Him. That's the point. And as you do this, He will give understanding. He will give discernment. He will give wisdom from above. He will make your path straight. He will keep you from veering to the right or to the left on this narrow way. But the point is not the answers to our requests. The point is you are knowing Him. You're acknowledging Him. Just the act of humbling yourself like a little child. He's so pleased that you're making it your pursuit to know Him. And to know His thoughts, His ways, to get His preferences about a situation. So we need to repent about leaning on our own understanding and trusting in our ways. Another way to put it is verse 7, be not wise in your own eyes. You see how all of this fits together? Here, when it says wise in your own eyes, He's talking about the skilled. Remember back to Matthew 11? The things of God are hidden from the wise, from the skilled. Again, here it says, be not wise. And where does our sense of wisdom come from? It's because we're skilled in some area. You talk to anyone who's skilled, as a doctor, as a professor, as a computer programmer. Not only are they good in that one thing, I think that wisdom in that one area makes a person proud about life in general. And that's why these authorities, like a CEO, we just keep going to them as if they're the fountain of wisdom. That's why someone who is a celebrity, we just go to them for their take on society, because they're good in one little area. Somebody's good in athletics, they have a platform, we think they are wise, they have something to say and to preach to society. Our skill sets, just because we're good in one area, it causes us to be so wise in our own eyes. I know some professors, they are brilliant. And you probably know some like that too. They're just brilliant. Their IQ is off the charts. They have publications a mile long. But when you talk to them, you know that there is pride in their heart. Because they've become wise, not in their own specialized, narrow slice of life. No, they've in their own minds, in their own eyes, they've become authority about life. No wonder the things of God are hidden from their eyes. They are not humbling themselves. They're not becoming like a child. They're all grown up. They're the one who says, give me the burdens. I have the answers. It's exactly the opposite of the Christian who says, I have no answers. I can't carry these burdens. So we need to surrender to the Lord, all to Jesus. I surrender all to Him. I freely give. freely give everything. We're not clutching. We're not begrudging. We're freely giving it. Because a child knows his or her limitations. I cannot handle this. Not only do we surrender, we need to repent. Repent of our ways, for not acknowledging Him in our ways. And overall, by just doing life as we saw fit. Making decisions that just seem right. By putting all the burden on ourselves. By being the grown-up in the room, and Jesus is the little kid off to the side. We've gotten the order wrong. If you want to become like a little child who enters a kingdom, we need to learn how to surrender and repent whenever we clutch on to our soul and what we think is right. All of your thoughts, all of your emotions, all of your ways, all of your will, all of your decisions, we bring it to Jesus. Saying, Jesus, you are the head. Please make my path straight. Okay, let's pray. Just want to lead us through some prayer. First, a prayer of surrender. Surrender to the Lord. Everything that's in your hands right now. Your school. Your family. Your finances. Your thoughts. Surrender all of them to Jesus. Don't be a soulish Christian who just does what he thinks and what he feels and what he wants. Let's learn how to be led by our Savior. So surrender everything in your hands at present, and also all the unknowns of the future. Ask the Lord to lead you and to guide you when it comes to marriage, when it comes to your job, when it comes to career decisions, when it comes to where you live. Ask the Lord to guide you in all of these ways. Okay, let's pray. Father, we just surrender before King Jesus. You are the Lord of my life. You are the Lord of Jackie. You're the Lord of Timothy. You're the Lord of Jeremiah. You're the Lord of Elijah. You're the Lord of every brother and sister gathered here at the hill. Lord, you are Lord. Forgive us. Forgive us. We dedicate everything to you. Forgive us for clutching on and trusting in our own understanding. Father, we are not qualified to lead our own life, much less lead somebody else. We surrender to you. You are Lord and Master and Shepherd. You're the head of the church. You're the head of our life. We dedicate everything to you. Please, we surrender our future to you, all the uncertainties. We surrender to you, all the goals and the plans and the agendas of 2018. We surrender before you. Our finances, Father, all the things that burden us and stress us, our work, our studies, we surrender everything before you. Your Master and Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now let's repent of our ways and our way, for leaning on our own understanding and discernment, for being wise in our own eyes, because we're skilled in one area, we think we are an authority about life. And what seems right, we just do it. What we see other people do, we just do. We have to ask ourselves, do we fear the Lord? Do we believe in the Lord? Why are we like other people? Why are we doing evil? Let's repent if we've blatantly been doing evil. Let's ask the Lord to increase our fear of Him. Let's repent of trusting so much in our soul, our mind, will, emotion. Let's repent before Him. Oh, Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. We surrender. Forgive us. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive me for leaning my own understanding. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me for leaning on my understanding. Forgive me for leaning on my own understanding. Forgive me, Lord, for being wise in my own eyes. Forgive me for leading my life, for leading my family, for leading the church, for not consulting in you, for not asking you, for not putting all the decisions before you, for not putting all the burdens and stresses before you, but putting all the burdens on my own shoulders. Oh, Father, I pray that you would help every, all the future, Lord. We give it all to you, Lord Jesus. We give it all to you, Lord. For we repent of our ways, and we repent of our way. Follow what seems right to us, our own discernment, Lord. I repent. I repent for trusting in myself and being soulish. Forgive me for soulishness, for trusting in what I think is right, what I feel is right, what I want to do that other people are doing that seems right. Forgive me, Lord. I pray that you would help. I pray that you would help. I pray, oh Lord, that you would help. I pray, oh Lord, that you would help. Help us, Lord, to become like little children. All to Jesus. I surrender all to him. I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence, daily live. Lord, let that be our commitment, that we surrender all to Jesus. Everything, every part of who we are, we surrender everything to you, Lord. Our present, our past, our future, every burden, every stress, every responsibility, we cast before you. We pray that you would lead us, that you would make our path straight. Father, forgive us for our soulishness, for trusting in our own understanding, for being wise in our own eyes, for doing things that seemed right in terms of our thoughts, in terms of our emotions, in terms of what we wanted to do, and we're just imitating people around us and what they're doing. Father, forgive us, Lord. We have not consulted you. We have not acknowledged you in our ways. We have not spent time in your presence to know you, to know what you want, to know your character, to know your personality, to know your thoughts, to know your ways about a situation. So Father, forgive us. Our approach to life has been wrong. We're going in the wrong direction. Father, we want to go in reverse, to become like little children. The world does not understand this. They are so wise. They're pursuing more burdens and responsibilities. They're growing in a way that is totally opposite of what you want for the church. You want us to become little children. Little kindergartners who trust in their daddy, who trust in Jesus, who give Jesus every burden, who ask Jesus as our head and our chief shepherd to lead. Father, that is what we want. Forgive us. We want to start fresh today, to become a little child who surrenders. And when we are not surrendering, when we're not following, to repent. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Source my soul.
we could end in prayer if there's a few people who want to just pray for themselves or for us. Just give a time for open prayer, and then I'll close after.